afternoon again, everyone. I'm Chad Holmes. Welcome back to hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. In the last 24 hours, a little bit of snow in the area. A few flurries during the course of the day today. But we're getting closer and closer to that cold spell we've been talking about throughout the week. And to find out what we can expect as we get towards the weekend, we're joined again from weatherology.com by our meteorologist, Ray Miller. And Ray, a little bit of snow, but it's going to get cold pretty soon, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit of additional snow on the way tonight and through Friday, but the main headline continues to be that big drop in temperatures. Cloudy this afternoon, temperatures in the lower 20s, light northwest winds. Tonight, a little bit of light snow, mainly after midnight, with a low temperature around 5 degrees and light southwest winds. We'll pick up about an inch of snow on Friday, a high of 30. That'll be fairly early in the day, and then temperatures drop into the lower 20s by the afternoon. Winds become westerly at 10 to 20 miles an hour, and then the heart of the cold air begins to move in overnight Friday night into Saturday morning. Cloudy Friday night, low around 5 degrees. Saturday, cloudy. High temperatures only in the mid-teens. Sunday, mainly cloudy. High of 10 degrees. And for Monday, cloudy skies with a high temperature around 5. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
And in addition to those temperatures going down to, for the highs into the single digits, we're going to start to get some below zero temperatures, which we haven't seen in a while, aren't we?
Yeah, overnight lows, particularly in the first part of next week, Monday night and Tuesday night, very likely in the teens below zero. So certainly very cold. Some of the coldest temperatures we've seen so far this season.
Okay, Ray, well, thanks for the information. We'll catch you again tomorrow.
I'll see you then. Take care.
And right now in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue, overcast skies and 24 degrees. Winds are out of the west at 10 miles per hour, so a wind chill factor of 14. The dew point is 13 degrees, relative humidity of 62%, the barometer at 29.85 inches, and a visibility of 10 miles. The time is 3:09. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio. Again, today, very big day. It's our $1 million advertising giveaway from Civic Media. Yep, we are giving away $1 million just today of advertising. The only day you can sign up is today. We've had great response. We've given away a lot of advertising revenue already, but there's still some that is still available, but you have to do it today. So if you haven't already, go to our website, civicmedia.us/million. That's civicmedia.us/million. Again, you'll get anywhere from $5,000 to $20,000 of advertising revenue. You'll be able to work with a member of our Civic Media sales team to create a radio advertising campaign promoting your business across the network for free. As I've said earlier, there are no strings attached. We are not going to have any small print that says, then you have to be charged. Nope. This is all free advertising. A chance again to celebrate our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations. And again, there's been so much happening in the past 6 months or so. Looking forward to a terrific 2023. So again, today is the day. Today only. I've never seen this before in broadcasting. I don't think we'll see it again. So if you have a business or if you know a business, if you work for a business, let your boss know. Get the word out. $5,000 to $20,000 of advertising revenue. Think of how many commercials you'll be able to get out there to spread the word about your business. So again, today is it. Go to civicmedia.us/million. That's civicmedia.us/million. And please, when you do sign up, they'll ask you a few questions, one of which is, where did you hear it? And please put down my show, because makes me look good to the bosses that there are people out there tuned in. And then also, you know, we have a little competition between all the on-air folks. See who gets the most people signed up for this $1 million advertising giveaway. Don't forget, tonight we have high school hockey first place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference on the line. The Wausau West Warriors taking on Stevens Point. I'll be at the KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point tonight. 6:40 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening faceoff. Wausau West 6-1 in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Stevens Point undefeated at 6-0. Only conference loss for the Warriors came in overtime to Stevens Point about 3 weeks ago at Marathon Park by a score of 5-4. So the Warriors need a win tonight, basically, to keep their conference championship hopes alive. Hope you can join me again, 6:40 airtime, right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Well, more talk about where Sir Aaron Rodgers may end up. Badger basketball struggling. Tough loss again against Maryland last night. Bucks get a W over a good Denver team. So plenty to talk about when it comes to Wisconsin sports. And we're going to do that coming up because I see sitting right across from me, ready to talk. And I can tell he wants to talk. So we'll talk to Paul Micklick, some sports talk coming up next as we continue on this Thursday. Glad you could join me with you every weekday from 2 until 4. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. First place in the Wisconsin Valley Conference in high school hockey is on the line Thursday night as the Wausau West Warriors travel to Stevens Point to take on the Panthers. Hear all the exciting action live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, starting with pregame show at 6:40 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. Wausau West Hockey on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, the Wausau West Hockey Booster Club, Four Seasons Golf, Sun Printing, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department, and the Wausau West Hockey Senior Class Parents. It's Wausau West at Stevens Point in Wisconsin Valley Conference Hockey. Thursday night, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening faceoff at 7 p.m. On your home for Wausau West Sports, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. With you on this Thursday afternoon. And we're getting closer and closer to the weekend. We're getting closer and closer to February, which is always a very busy month for sports. You got the rundown as we get closer to the NCAA men's basketball tournament. You got high school playoffs. You got never-ending drama that is Aaron Rodgers, and a lot to talk about in terms of sports, and welcoming back into studio my friend Paul Micklick from Newman Catholic High School. Good to see you again.
Chad, I see that. Are you a little under the weather out there?
I talked about it in the first segment of the show. It's like this winter. It's like a few weeks ago I was under the weather. Then for like 4 days I felt really good, and now the last 2 days I'm all stuffed up. It's different than it was before. You know, it's winter in Wisconsin. It's like, you know, it's like you hang out in hockey arenas and go to, you know, gyms. And it's like anybody that's there has their cold. And it's just a little stuffed up. I feel fine otherwise. But for an announcer, it just adds a little gravitas, you know, a little deeper.
Yeah, well, I know that your enjoyment makes you feel better when you get out there and into the community and go get some games. And especially that big hockey game tonight. So I'm sure you'll feel a little better tonight.
Well, as long as I've been looking at the calendar, and it was 3 years ago, right this week, that I went into the hospital. I don't want to do that again. Let's keep it nice and level here.
I 3 years ago already, huh?
3 years ago. Doesn't time fly?
I remember it.
I mean, it's crazy. You talk about time flying. It felt like it wasn't that long ago we had a soap opera with Brett Favre every year. I am going to put out the proposition because, again, on Tuesday, we heard from Aaron Rodgers on his you call it the Aaron Rodgers show on the Pat McAfee show, because basically he gets those softballs, you know, the softballs where Aaron can just, you know, bang them out there. It sounds like Aaron Rodgers is taking the next step towards moving on. That's what I took out of it. But my proposition is, it's more of a soap opera with Aaron than it ever was with Brett. Do you think that as well?
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that.
It was simply about retirement with Favre for all those years. And with Rodgers, it feels like there's about three other aspects to it, you know, every year.
It just seems, hey, those guys, like their attention and they're getting it right now. I mean, let's be honest, there's nothing that can happen right this second. So, I mean, speculating, it's just kind of funny when they hire Hackett today for the Jets, yeah. You know, then everything says that he's going to the Jets. Do you think that they actually are talking about that, Chad? I mean, this it's kind of ridiculous in my mind.
It's the same thing that happened when Hackett was hired as the Broncos coach last year. Oh, he's going to Denver.
Yep.
it's a package deal.
Correct.
I mean, but with Rodgers, he just likes pulling people's legs too. I'm not sure, because I think he really, he's one of those people that loves to see his name in the headlines. I really feel that way, don't you?
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's maybe why he'll keep playing for another, I mean, I at least another year.
He's not retiring. No, he's not. He's not leaving $50 million on the table right for next year. I mean, isn't it like $50
million? Yeah, and I don't think, though, the only thing is, let's be honest, does he need the money, number one?
But the thing about rich people is they never leave money on the table.
That's how you become rich, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Or richer.
Exactly.
But I don't think if he thinks that he's not going to be able to succeed in at all, I don't think he goes out there and has another 8 and 8, 9 season somewhere, even if it's in Green Bay or wherever it is, it's starting to get tainted a little bit. I don't think he is going to jeopardize that. I'm not saying... I think he's earned the right to finish in Green Bay if that's what he chooses. I hope that he makes this decision sooner than later and they can move on. For Green Bay, would it be smart to probably move on from him? Yes. I mean, I don't think it's a no-brainer. But on the flip side, this guy and Favre, like him or not, either one of them for that matter, is we've been pretty spoiled here for the last 30-some years. I know you're a historian, Chad.
Give me magic. That's all I want.
Well, I mean, but you were in the 80s, Chad,
Randy,
and I remember watching
Randy Wright.
Max and Dejas missing a 19-yarder to the Redskins. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I remember that because when I first started, I remember 77 was the first year I can remember watching. And from 77 until through 92, they had one playoff appearance. One playoff appearance.
From 1977
to 1992, and that was in a strike year. So and then since 1993, when the first playoff appearance under Favre up to this point, it's almost every year. I mean, it's probably been 90% of the time they were in the playoffs.
Correct. And so you remember those days.
Oh, yeah. And the Badgers were bad.
And the Badgers were bad. And Badger basketball wasn't very good.
The
Bucks were fighting for that top echelon with the Celtics.
The Brewers, Bucks were the good team back then.
They were the good team.
Yeah.
The consistent team.
Yeah.
And I don't think you had any complaints. And again, maybe it was too young, but and maybe there wasn't social media and all this other stuff, obviously, that made it a big deal. But do you remember in 87, 88, 89 when they're losing to Boston or Philadelphia?
Understood more because people didn't, vent right away. It's like, hey, it was still a great year. They won 58 games. You know, nowadays, you win 58 games 5 years in a row, you don't get to the finals, they would have fired Don Nelson right away.
Don Nelson wouldn't have lasted. A lot of these guys wouldn't have lasted. It's kind of crazy to think about it, looking at the history and other programs and schools that are not as successful as the run that we've been making here in the state of Wisconsin for the last 20 to 30 years. The Packers and the Badgers, basketball, football. Marquette has been fairly consistent during that course of the time. I mean, you tell me a team that's really... The Brewers, after that, once they got to 2008, 9, 10, that time frame. But you tell me a team that has been a total... struggle. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Right, sometimes
I think we don't look at it that way.
No, you're right. I mean, people have, yeah, but I saw a posting right after the Detroit game from a person that runs wissports.net. And he said, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. And the You have to make sure this never happens again, Packers. And I'm thinking, this is ridiculous. You know, it's like, oh, you make sure it never happens again. This is sports. Once in a while, you're going to take a dip because if you draft 28th all the time, it's hard to stay at this level. It's hard for Green Bay to be at this level all the time. Don't give me this. Oh, I'm really, you make sure this never happens again. I mean, there is a certain level of, I don't even know what the word is, but it's just one of those where people don't realize how good they got it.
Crazy insanity. I mean, there's a lot of words you probably could use for it to think. I mean, to go through a season without injuries, all that stuff.
The word is entitlement. They feel entitled to a Super Bowl team every year now.
And that's not, I mean, look at the Cowboys. They haven't been to the NFC Championship since 1996.
Right.
Okay. And I think there's only five other NFC teams that haven't. So that's six teams. How many times have the Packers been in the NFC Championship since then? I mean, it's
double digits, I would think.
Yes. I mean, so again, at the end of the day, there's only one team that wins. And I understand we want to be the team that does it. And that's why I think, that's why I truly believe, and again, you know, I don't got sources or any of this other stuff, but that I think that you're going to end up seeing Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay for one more year.
Real quick, were you rooting for Mike McCarthy against San Francisco?
I
was.
You want the truth of it, though? As much as I wanted to see Mike McCarthy win.
You don't want to see Jerry Jones win.
And Skip Bayless.
Yes.
Otherwise, I would have been. When he's saying that his Cowboys, so it almost looks like it overshadowed Jerry Jones and a guy like Skip Bayless overshadow Mike McCarthy, who's trying to do the job. You know,
he fired a bunch of his assistants, yep. including Joe Philbin, who has been with him forever. I mean, it made me think Jerry's telling him, "Hey, you got to fire some coaches."
You think?
I think.
I think you're 110% right.
Because he fired a couple of other guys that were with him in Green Bay as well. So it's like...
And those are the guys that literally he was, you know, the season that he was off there or
working
together and stuff like that. Yeah. You don't, after this many years, and as old as Mike is and has been around, I think some loyalty does come into factor. Mm-hmm. And that's why I don't think he would do it. That's why it's not him.
Well, I mean, but at the same time, he did do it because you could say I'm not going to continue. But I would have a.
Just told me that you don't leave money on the table.
I know. Like, but it'd be hard to say, okay, I'm going to fire these guys and keep my job and basically blame them. And that's kind of hard, harsh.
But isn't that how it goes though?
That's definitely how it goes. It goes all that way all the time. I mean, every year.
Every
year. So, yeah. So
Sports, it doesn't matter what sport it is. I mean, that's what, there's got to be somebody that's going to take the fall. And unfortunately, it was his assistants on that.
Who's going to win the games on Sunday? First, Niners and the Eagles.
Eagles and Cincy in the Super Bowl.
Cincy going to win in KC again.
Mahomes is not.
I know.
I mean, that's.
But man, since he's beat him three times in a row, it feels like, man, that's going to be hard to do it four times in a row.
But going to Buffalo and winning in Buffalo with I would have told you before the playoffs started and that Buffalo was going to win it.
It wasn't even close, really. I mean, it never felt like Buffalo was going to win that game.
And so for Cincy to do that, that's impressive. That's why I say that.
Yeah, I hope Cincy does win, and I hope that Philadelphia wins because San Francisco's got a nepotism coach, and I always root against nepotism.
You don't root for people. You root against people.
I root against nepotism. We got to take a break. Got to figure out what's wrong with the Wisconsin Badger basketball team. Are they going to get their next Luke Fickell in pretty soon here? Because people want Luke Fickell to be the basketball coach now, I think, as well. But we'll talk about the Badgers and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue to talk some Wisconsin sports. Again, if you haven't already done so, get involved in the Civic Media $1 Million Advertising Giveaway. Go to civicmedia.us/million. civicmedia.us/million. We still have just a little bit of that $1 million still waiting to be allocated to spread the word about area business. So again, we'd love to have you sign up. civicmedia.us/million. Let them know that you heard about it right here on the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9. We'll have more with Paul Micklin coming up as we continue here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
I used to fool around. off of the strip. In the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner out of the grip.
Welcome back. It is the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Doing a weekly Wisconsin sports segment with Paul Miklik. And what's going on with the Badger basketball team? Number one, and I think you agree that they got kind of treated unfairly by having to play that late afternoon game against Northwestern on Monday, and then last night got whipped up pretty good at Maryland, who had been struggling a bit as well.
They played Purdue pretty well the other day, though. They only lost by three.
Yeah, but still.
Maryland didn't. They beat Michigan the last third. I mean,
they had lost like 4 of 6, though. I mean, it was still.
Correct.
And I know, but the internal numbers are better than that. But for the Badgers right now, it was looking so good there for a while. They were really performing well, and now it's just a bit of a struggle, and it's leading to, again, I think, a little heat on Greg Gard, which is, again, ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. I mean, let's fire him. Let's fire the two out of three last year.
Last year was the coach of the year.
Coach of the year, and 2 years before that, he was coach of the year.
And he was probably the coach of the year halfway through this year.
Yes.
They were really overachieving.
Yes. I mean, it's silly talk, to be quite frank with you.
But everybody's so excited about the change on the football side. I think they want to see that same sort of energy on the basketball side.
Energy, or I'm interested in what.
Yeah, I mean,
are you talking about from the people?
Okay, and again, I don't agree with it because I've said to people, well, let's see Luke Fickell win a game before we put him in the Hall of Fame.
he's actually gonna have before the opening game, they're gonna actually, right next to Alvarez's statue, they actually gonna have a Fickell statue.
They'll have Camp Randall Stadium and then Luke Fickell Field, before the first home game.
They're gonna honor him on that. I mean, that's,
he's the winner of the offseason. That's for sure.
And that's great. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that.
They haven't won any games yet.
But let's go do something, and I'm not, and I know that you, going back to the nepotism kind of stuff, is that you were not the biggest fan of what Bo Ryan did to get him in there.
Speaking of which, did you see who got fired from UWGB this week?
Now, that I can understand. Okay. I mean, the years before that,
They weren't bad.
They were above 500, I think. And in that one guy's, in his first year, it was with Wardle's guys, but he went to the NCAA tournament. And now it's like, you got to look into a program more than just wins and losses nowadays. I mean, because he was doing, for 3 years now, it's been a different team every year. Mm-hmm. I mean, these guys are just bailing on him. So there's obviously something that's not going right over there.
Yeah.
So it's a different situation. And that's a whole different situation. And again, Fickell and Greg Gard's a different situation, too. I think they're...
And Greg Gard and Paul Christ is a different situation.
That's probably the better analogy. Yes, I mean, Paul Christ, let's not think that Barry Alvarez and Brett Bielema and all those guys, they did a great job. Everybody was fine when they're winning. I mean, before they want Don Morton back. I mean, it's a totally different situation with what they are. The Badgers, they tried, if people remember back in 95 or it was 93, I think they am going to the tournament one of those years with Tracy Webster and Rashard Griffith, and mm-hmm. they went for the big name. Stan Van Gundy, you know what I mean?
Well, that he was actually, I think he was an interim because Stu Jackson had left pretty late.
Okay, and you could say Stu Jackson, too. They went for the big, okay? I'm just going with big names, I'm saying.
Stu actually did turn it around.
Turn to what level?
Well, they had never been in the NCAA since 1941. He got him to the NCAA
correct.
Tournament, which is a pretty impressive accomplishment.
Correct, and you thought that they had and I'm not saying that they didn't, but was that a splash in the pan? I mean, I would like to have more. If you're going to give me,
we will never know what's going to happen to Stu Jackson. So I guess that's the way to put it.
Correct. But
all right, they had Oki.
We got Oki.
Yeah,
about Sam? Remember Sam? And he actually lives around here.
And you remember how much he enjoyed Bo Ryan?
Correct.
You didn't like him?
No.
At all?
No. Does that mean?
No.
Should we have fired him? Was Sam? Dick Bennett.
Yeah, he was Dick Bennett.
Yes.
Who was it that Bo had the issue with? It went to Iowa.
That was his brother was still there. What was that? It was the 3-point shooter. And he had a brother that just might be still
there.
We're
going way into the weeds.
Yes,
now.
Yes, we are going in there. But
all right, what's the point you're going
to
make?
My
here?
Point being is the consistency and how they're going to have to win games is going to be different than Fickell got those guys in. Somebody's going to say, well, hey, then he's going to have to go get the top notch guys. Mm-hmm. You're telling me in all this time they've gotten really. One year in all the history of Wisconsin basketball where they got those those big time guys. Okay, Rashard Griffith, Michael Finley, and Tracy Webster. All right.
Right.
Those one time in all this. So that's how we're going to survive? Is that how we're going to survive, Chad? Are we going to hope and pray that we can bring those guys in?
Well, people are getting sort of like a sugar high with Fickell. It's a sugar high when they see all these guys coming in. They feel like, well, if we get the next guy, they'll have that sugar high again. No, I don't think that's the way to go. That's not, I mean, even under Crist, he had some of their highest recruiting rankings on the last few years when they didn't perform on the field.
Correct.
So, no.
I mean,
you got to look at what you want to do. But what does the AD want to do? What does McIntosh want to do? That's the question.
And you're right, he might. I just, if you look at their schedule, and I'm not saying. They weren't predicted high anyways.
No,
all right?
No, not at all.
Because we should have Davis, and he went to the NBA, and he's probably looking now. took the money, and that was...
Is he in the G League now?
Yes, correct. And so, but if we have him, this is a different ball club.
Of course.
You know, and obviously, so we were predicted lower. Now, if you take away Wall's injury, we beat Michigan State at home, all right, which you should. I mean, that's for them to get to NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. Then you have this Northwestern thing on Monday, all right? Mm-hmm. So if you win those two games, just those two games, mm-hmm. and they're legitimately possible, mm-hmm. I would have expected them to lose at Maryland, at Illinois, and at Indiana.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
You know what I'm saying? So is it a struggle?
They would have been in the upper tier of the Big Ten.
If those two games would have happened.
Yeah, they would be right there.
They'd be in the top four.
Battling for the championship.
Correct. And so that's what I guess I'm getting at is that.
So you would not fire Greg Gard.
I just tell you, who would want that? I mean, I guess there's so many people out there, but is that where we're at? I mean, is that where we're at with athletics?
Right. No.
College athletics.
Exactly.
I mean, I guess we are. Maybe we are.
No, we are. I mean, again, I thought it was completely unfair what they did to Paul Crist. You don't fire the guy in the middle of the season. I thought that was a low blow after what he had accomplished.
And being a Badger guy
for all those years.
But
I mean, the year before they won 9 games. They could have easily turned it around again this year. I think they would have won more games if they had kept Paul Crist as coach.
I agree.
So, I mean.
So, would you. So, now it's kind of the same situation right now. Last night's game was a little uglier, and Illinois game was ugly. I mean.
But there's not a Jim Leonard on the Badger basketball staff. I think that had a factor in it.
I would disagree with you because what about Krabanoff?
Yeah, but he's not at the Leonard level where they're
correct.
Talking.
Yeah,
about
that I agree with you. But I mean, but Joel easily could get our job.
Yeah, I'm sure he could. But I mean, they felt like, you know, it gets to the point they had talked about for years about, you know, even when Barry retired, so people are saying, oh, let's make Chris the athletic director and give Jim Leonard. I mean, this, you know, pie in the sky ideas that fans always tend to have, especially in the era of social media.
Correct. Do you think that when they fired Chris, he had an idea of where he was going? My personal say is,
Leonard?
Is that no.
Chris.
When Chris got fired, did McIntosh have a fickle in his mind at that point? I'm going to say no.
Probably not, but I think plan A was Jim Leonard. If he was able to end up with 9 wins, I think they would have gave him the job, don't you think? If they had
they interviewed Fickle during the Iowa game.
Right, right.
So that was before he could have won those games.
Right. But I mean, don't you think that that would have had a major change?
I think he would have had to win almost all of them.
Yeah, and I think once Fickle was interviewed and showed that he was very interested, I think McIntosh, rightly so, because he's built a Division I program that went to the college football playoff, went in that direction. So
correct. Well, I guess that's my...
I'm guessing that McIntosh, number one, just thought it was time for a change. I think that he felt the energy was coming out of the program a bit, and I don't think he had a specific idea. I think that he was going to give Leonard the opportunity to show that you can't not hire me, and then when that did not occur, then they went to the next step.
And if you look at it with the changes in that Big Ten and things like that, and seeing like, how am I going to get over this hump? Can we even get over this hump? Can we even win? I'm not disagreeing with his thing, because obviously he knows it, and right now it's buzzing. But I right. will say this: the people that wanted Leonard to be the coach, okay,
yeah,
are probably the same people that want Greg Gard gone.
Exactly.
If you think about it, that makes no sense. What, you know?
Well, the whole thing is the same people that wanted Graham Mertz as the quarterback a couple years ago were the ones that were the loudest to get rid of him this year too. So fans are that way. They're fickle.
They're fickle.
They're not Luke Fickle. They're fickle. Fickle.
You like that word. I like that.
That's good. What about the Bucks? They had a nice win last night against the Denver team. I think it's 34-15.
They were missing 4 starters.
Yeah. But the Bucks still, I mean, it hurt to lose Bobby Portis, because it felt like finally they were getting back close to 100% healthy.
Yeah.
And now Bobby's out probably for a month, I would say, because they say 2 weeks. But I was looking at some information. He had this injury previously, and he'd been out for much more than a month a few years back. But again, I mean, that Eastern Conference is wide open.
Is it wide open?
I think it. I mean,
I think there's a lot of good teams.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. I can't say that there's one team that's head and shoulders, because the Nets were doing well. Then they lost Durant. When he comes back, I think they'll be dangerous. Boston is dangerous.
Really,
Miami is still dangerous, I think. I mean, maybe not as dangerous.
I think they just beat the Celtics, though.
But they beat the Bucks a couple of times a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Philly's got great talent with Embiid. Where do you think the Bucks are?
Wow, it's going to be
Cleveland,
and you got Cleveland, and you got and the Bucks have lost all those teams here in the last couple. But again, they've had a shell of
themselves.
They
have not had the 100% team.
No, and quite frankly, they haven't had 100% for the whole year, even when Milton came back.
No,
and hopefully he.
And we got to see whether he is 100% for to see whether or not he's able to stay on the court. He has just not been able to stay on the court.
Correct. And look how many guys that they get a major injury and they never come back the same.
No.
I mean, I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen, but you don't know. But I thought he looked a lot better on Monday with his movements and stuff like that.
And he did before when he came back.
Correct. It looked like a struggle. Like he was fighting himself. But I tell you that Bucks team, you throw Giannis. I mean, Giannis looked like he was banged up too. He had a couple games, I think, since it was.
Knee
was bothering him, where he had single-digit points. He hadn't had single-digit points since his rookie year. So
he falls out of bed with at least 15.
Yes. I mean, that's and those guys, he takes a pounding. I mean, just even last night, there's like three times I think he was going to the hole. And when they're fouling him, because of how athletic he is, it looks every time he gets fouled, it almost looks like you want to go get up. Hopefully he gets up. And so, but I think when they put it all together, they're going to have a shot. And that's all you can ask.
When you got Giannis at his peak, you got a shot.
And that's what you want, right?
Exactly.
I mean, there's that, and that's all you can ask for. And Ingles, I like him. He can shoot the three, and they got some good guys. So it'll be interesting.
Got to wrap it up right there. Again, lots to talk about. We'll see whether or not next week we got the new Luke Fickle at Wisconsin. But glad to talk to you.
Good talking to you, Chad, and you have a good night tonight doing that hockey game.
We'll be right back here on W. On Friday night, the Wausau West Warriors travel to Stevens Point to take on the first-place Panthers in a Wisconsin Valley Conference girls basketball matchup. Hear all the exciting action on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, starting with pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West Warrior Boys High School Basketball on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Sun Printing, Barney Brothers Kitchen and Bath, the Wausau West Athletic Department. It's Wausau West at Stevens Point in a Wisconsin Valley Conference girls basketball showdown. Friday night, starting with pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Live on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. It is 3:52 here on this Thursday afternoon. Thanks to Paul Bickley for joining us. Always fun to lighten it up instead of me talking about Jennifer Duro and Robin Foss all the time. But great to talk to Wisconsin sports. It is the 26th of January of 2023. Taking a look at some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. 26th day of 2022. There are 339 days left in the year. Probably the, maybe the most famous event that occurred on this date in history. And I bet you many of you remember this one, the wag of the finger from President Bill Clinton. It was January the 26th of 1998. The president forcefully denied having an affair with former White House intern Monica Lewinsky, telling reporters, quote, "I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky." Also on this date, in 1915, President Woodrow Wilson signed the Rocky Mountain National Park Act, which created America's 10th national park. In 1962, the United States launched Ranger 3 to land scientific instruments on the moon. The probe ended up missing its target by more than 22,000 miles. Another famous event involving Bill Clinton on January the 26th. This time it was in 1992. Democratic presidential candidate Bill Clinton, appearing with his wife Hillary on 60 Minutes, acknowledged causing pain in my marriage, but said past problems were not relevant to the campaign. On this date in 1997, a great day for Packer fans. Super Bowl 31 in New Orleans at the Louisiana Superdome. The Packers beat the New England Patriots 35-21 to give Green Bay their first championship in 29 years. Desmond Howard, the kick returner who ran one back for a touchdown, was the MVP for the Packers. on this date in 2016. Character actor Abe Vigoda, at the age of 94, died in Woodland Park, New Jersey. He was, of course, Fish on the Barney Miller Show and also made many, many, many appearances on late night TV, including Late Night with Conan O'Brien. Sad day. 3 years ago today in 2020, NBA legend Kobe Bryant, his 13-year-old daughter, and seven others were killed when their helicopter plunged into a steep hillside in dense morning fog in Southern California. The former Lakers star was only 41 years old today, 41 years old when he passed away 3 years ago today. And 1 year ago, after 40 consecutive wins and nearly $1.4 million in prize money, the winning streak of Jeopardy champion Amy Schneider came to an end. Those are a few famous events that occurred on this date in history, the 26th of January. Some birthdays. Hey, happy birthday to the great Bob Uecker. I've seen his age listed as 89 and 88. So Bob Uecker is either 88 or 89 years old today. Actor Scott Glenn is 84. Rock musician Corky Lang of Mountain is 75. Actor David Strathern is 74. Producer-director Mimi Leader, she was a director for many of the episodes of ER. She is 71 years old today. Actor, comedian, talk show host Ellen DeGeneres is 65 years old today. The greatest hockey player in history, Wayne Gretzky, turned 62 years old today. Also, actor Jennifer Crystal is 50. Retired NBA player Vince Carter is 46 years old today. And actor Sarah Rue turns 45. And if you out there celebrating a birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Well, just about wraps it up for me, Chad Holmes. But again, if you haven't already, please, if you're a business owner, take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, the $1 million advertising giveaway. Yep, we're giving away $1 million today only of advertising revenue. You just have to go to our website, civicmedia.us/million. civicmedia.us/million, and then fill out the form and you'll be able to get part of the pie, our $1 million advertising giveaway. So again, we're almost filled up, really. It's been amazing the response we've had. It would go till midnight, but we may be out before then. So if you haven't already, make sure you get over there to civicmedia.us/million. Don't forget as well that I will be back tonight at 6:40 for the pregame show, as we have Wausau West Hockey. Huge game in the Wisconsin Valley Conference. Warriors and the Stevens Point Panthers. Coverage begins with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening faceoff at 7 o'clock. CBS News update coming up next, followed by the Devil's Advocates. Have a great rest of your Thursday and hope you can join me tomorrow from 2 till 4 here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.
Can it be that a love jumped out of caring fashion?